Try seeing. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you, Lord, for being our God. You're an awesome God. We thank you, Father, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for your holiness that you've placed in us. We thank you, Lord, that we can depend and trust you for all things, in all things. And everything that we need is coming from you, Lord. Lord, I ask for your anointing tonight for everybody here. That your glory would come down tonight, Lord. And that your gifts would be in operation, Father. That you'd fill us all up with your Holy Spirit. And that the tongues of fire would just rest upon everybody in here. That brings peace and joy. And trust in you, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be a special night. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to be leading us tonight. We're going to be led by your Holy Spirit to do any and everything that you want us to do, Lord. And let us be ever so quiet to understand your word when it comes forth, Lord. And I praise you for that, Lord. I thank you for my brothers and sisters here tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you're taking that golden thread that you showed Kirk so many years ago. And you're pulling us together through our hearts, Lord. And you're placing that love of Jesus in every one of us. Father, we just thank you for the blessings and the sanctification that you placed in us. And we thank you for the faith to believe that we are sanctified. And we praise you for that too, Lord. I thank you for all that you're going to accomplish tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Okay. And I feel so good. I wouldn't doubt one moment that God didn't do something tonight. How many of you are in great expectation tonight? I know every one of you are. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We got a few faithful in here anyway. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God forevermore. All right. Has anybody got any prayer requests? Well, hey, Greg and Tracy. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody got a testimony? I know I've one lingering about anyway. Oh, Judy, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hey, yeah, I got one.
All right.
Well, today was my first outing by myself in my car driving, and I went to the clinic because I was supposed to get a blood test that I've been putting off. So I went there, and I just felt really good about everything, and I had to walk quite a ways, and when I went in there, I had a perfect blood pressure test. I mean, I just said, Lord, just let this be perfect. Because before in the past, it had been high. So I said, Lord, you know, it's healed. So, and it was perfect. And then I got on the scales and I didn't gain like I thought it was going to do. So that was good. And I didn't even believe the scales. So I asked them for another scales. Got on another one. But then I did see the doctor. I thought I was just going to get blood tests. But the doctor is he's a believer, and he's really, really nice. A lot of times we've talked more about God than we did about the health. And I gave quite a few people Psalms 91 cards there in the clinic, and I gave someone a book, and I was just doing getting everybody Psalms 91 card that I saw.
Getting fired up.
Yeah, I was getting fired up. And the doctor looked at my knees. He said, oh, they look really good. And I was telling, I fell, so that's why I was limping a little. But I'm healed, you know. And he said, well, did you want an x-ray? I says, no, I don't want an x-ray. And he says, well, it's okay. You know, so he just was going to ask. And he says, well, you know, people over 70 are supposed to get a vaccine. And I said, well, I'm not going to get that. And he said, okay, that's fine. You know, he knew I wouldn't get it. I think he already knows me. But just everything was just so, so good. And I already know my blood tests are going to be fine. So I'm not worried or concerned or anything about that. And then I went back to the car and I thought, well, I still feel pretty good. So I stopped at United Grocery and walked around there a little bit and got actually too much stuff. And I was thinking, oh, I got to carry all those things up steps. I thought, well, okay. Well, I didn't know if Sue was here for sure, you know, when I was driving, and I knew she'd help me, but I thought, oh Lord, I'd really like to have somebody help me. Well, when I drove into the addition, Matt and Sue Farah were driving in right ahead of me. And I don't know, they just happened to come over to the car. And I says, oh, I'm so glad to see you. You can help me carry out my groceries. So Lord, help carry up the groceries. So, and I wasn't tired. I mean, it was awesome. I wasn't tired when I was done doing all that stuff. And I just was so, just so happy. The Lord just put so much joy in my heart. Amen. So anyhow, my testimony.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. She is healed. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
And Sue's got a testimony, don't you?
Oh, I thought I'd wait a little.
Oh, she's going to wait. Okay.
Okay.
Forget that one. Okay.
Yeah, I think in the hospitals they have a scale for women and they have one for men. You know, it's not, you know, you just can't trust them people. Go ahead, Lana.
I just wanted to give a praise report. On Tuesday, Missy and Julie asked for prayer about getting up earlier in the morning and just having the energy to do so. And I believed right along with them because I've been wanting that for myself as well. And I've been up before my alarm, been up before 6 o'clock, woke up before 6 o'clock since Tuesday night's prayer. So I'm very grateful because it means a lot to me to be able to get up before the kiddos and get a head start. So praise God for that. And
Thank you, Lord.
I am looking forward to more early bright mornings going forward.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for getting us up early. I know what my dad used to tell me. You go to bed early, you get up early. That's what he used to tell me. But I got other things to do at night, Dad. I'm just saying, boy. All right, Pat, go ahead. You need to unmute.
Did you mute me?
Yeah. No,
did you?
I didn't.
Okay.
I ain't touched nobody.
I have to say, Judy, that is the very first time I have ever heard of somebody standing on the scales and then rebuking those scales. And requesting another pair. That is the first.
So they brought her scales.
She's got this mental picture in my mind. I rebuke those scales in the name of Jesus. I had to laugh. That was pretty good. That's all I had.
Amen. Greg says, the Lord hates dishonest scales. Amen. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. There's a set downstairs that we need to just chunk. That's just way too heavy. All right. Yeah. All right. Who's next? Yeah, go ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, I had shared about my sister and brother-in-law coming this weekend, and my other two daughters are coming. But also prayer for my sister who asked, we prayed for Terry, who had was her daughter, my niece, who was diagnosed. Well, they said they tested her for COVID and it was positive. Of course, we've prayed and we've prayed that so Terry and Joy are put themselves in, we're going to put themselves in quarantine because they were with her when that was discovered. And we prayed against that. And what happened was, first of all, what happened was that they didn't put themselves in quarantine as we prayed and asked that God would turn that around. They saw them from a distance at a park. But yesterday she sends a text, a video saying that, showing that they were in the pool together. So I was just praising the Lord that they broke those, you know, social distancing barriers. And they did get together. Joy was having faith for that. And she's trying to tell the kids I'll have faith for that. But then now today, she had to have several tests. They have to come back negative. And the first one came back negative today. So that was an answer to prayer. And we know the others will too. But the thing is that, you know, God arranged all this because she's in a job that she just didn't like at all. The nursing home where she was at, it was getting really bad. Just bad place to work, the way everyone was treating each other, and it was just really hard. And so she was able to, when she was tested for COVID, she was able to get her time that she has for pay, get that off. And while she was off on that, she quit. And she has a friend in a hospital who accepted her, let her come to work there, said she could work there, but not till she has all these negative, you know, reports for the testing that they will have to come back negative. She has to do one. She did one yesterday. Doesn't know the report of that one yet. The one that came back negative was done on Monday. So I think she has to have a couple more done next week. So, but God has just worked everything out for her. And he's answered a lot of prayer. So praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, I'd like to know what the percentage of those COVID-19 tests are true. I bet you're gonna find that they're low. But anyway. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Missy.
Okay, Lord, help me say this. I just had I don't even know how to explain it. I had a conversation with my husband about grace, and without going into exactly what we were talking about or whatever, and I've heard this saying, I've heard this before, and I said grace is God's unmerited favor, you know, and like, for instance, and this is one of the things that I mentioned, you know, if you need a job, you know, you may not be in man's eyes the best person for the job, but the Lord can give you favor with whoever it is, you know, that you would get that job. You know, the Lord may pick you out of 2,000 people. Well, anyway, he said, grace is more than unmerited favor. It's being conformed to the image of Christ. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they don't even understand grace. I mean, he really got, let's just put it this way. It is God's grace to be conformed to the image of Christ, but it's almost like from what he was saying that not everything always goes your way, which is true, you know, but it's still God's grace. Everything is God's grace. Everything that comes your way, he didn't even give me a chance to explain that everything that comes your way is the Lord's way of giving you grace to conform you to his image. And they don't even understand what being conformed to his image is. You know, it's like I kind of had a little bit of a conversation a couple weeks ago with him. You know, they don't understand perfection at all. Basically, it's like, okay, well, what does Christ look like? You know, that's what I would like to say. Well, what does Christ look like? He was without sin, wasn't he? You know, but anyway, he was loving, he was kind, he was gentle, and whatever, you know, all the fruits of the Spirit. But I just want to pray, for him that he have a revelation. Give him a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of you, Lord, but specifically about what grace is. Your grace is unmerited favor. There's nothing that we can do, Lord. You have done it all. You have defeated death, hell, the grave, and everything for us to resurrect us in newness of life, to live and walk as you did on this earth, as he is in this world, even so are we, Lord. Give Merle a revelation of what that is, Lord. Give him a revelation of your grace, Lord. And faith, Lord. Give him a revelation of what faith is too, Lord. For by grace have you been saved through faith. This not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, that no man should glory. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. In Jesus' name. And I just cast down those religious spirits that want to rise up and be angry in the name of Jesus. I cast you down in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that I didn't get upset, Lord. And I just praise you and thank you, Lord, for all these trials, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for delivering Merle completely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, anybody else? Missy, most denominations, most religions don't believe that we can even be perfected in Christ. It shouldn't surprise you. We'll just keep on praying for them.
No, I'm not surprised by it at all. I've known this for a long time with Merle and most Christians. It's just that, you know, those religious spirits rise up and get angry and everything, and I just wanted to pray for him. Just wanted to pray for him and have you all agree with me. Praise the Lord. You're the victor. We have victory in you. The enemy's defeated, and I praise you and I thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Who was it had the hand up? Somebody. Lana, go ahead. I'll get you in a minute, Paula.
I actually had a question just talking about perfection in Christ. When I was talking to my mom, one of the reasonings that she used that it's impossible to be perfect is the verse in Revelations 22 that talks about, he that is unrighteous, let him do unrighteous still, and he that is filthy, let him be made filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him do righteousness still. And then at the very end it says, and he that is holy, let him be made holy still. And her understanding is we have to continue to sanctify ourselves. We have to continue to be made holy, and thus we are imperfect. I know that's not right, but I'm trying to understand what is being, what's the point that's being made here when it says, and he that is holy, let him be made holy still. How is that?
I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's put that on the shelf for right now. After we get through with prayer, that'll be our subject tonight. Is that okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, that'll be our subject tonight. Paula, go ahead. I think it was Paula had her hand up.
Thanks. I actually want to ask all of you, as the Lord leads each of you, as I tell this, if you feel led to pray for my sister, then I will really appreciate that. She's resting really heavily on my heart. She's been an alcoholic for, I would say, about 20 years now, 15 to 20 years. And I think it's getting worse. You know, she's also had eating disorders. So she's not eating and she's just drinking the whole time. And she's basically looking for whatever man will take her in and provide her with food and drink and a roof over her head. And it's, yeah, for me, it's, she's so beautiful. She's so bright. You know, she's educated. She had a wonderful husband and he left her because of it a couple of years ago. So it's just been really, really devastating. It was devastating for my dad as well while he was still alive. And I always said to him, he mustn't worry. She is going to be okay. She is going to turn. And he used to say to me, you keep telling me that, sweetheart, but my time is running out and I would love to see that, you know. And I just kept talking. In the 3 months that he was lying in hospital after the stroke, and she's just not been a part of our lives. And Dirk and myself, a couple of years ago, we tried drying her out while we were still living with my dad-in-law on a farm. And she came, but, you know, as soon as Dirk also said, you know, we're not going to give you any alcohol, she just... That was basically the end of our relationship. She didn't want to speak to us after that. She, you know, because we drew the line in the sand and said, "This, we're going to help you, but we're not going to keep feeding that." So, and the person she's with now is really violent. He's an atheist, and he hits her, and, you know, it's a mess. And she sometimes actually fears for her life. But now she, I don't know, there's a lot of deception. I think a really big religious spirit. Like me, she grew up in a Christian home and she somehow thinks that she is saved and her lifestyle is okay, that she's going to go to heaven. She's just hurting and that's why she's doing what she's doing. And that God will understand, you know, it's that type of thing. And she doesn't feel like she can commit suicide. So she's doing it slowly, basically. And it's just, I don't know, it's just really heavy on me. It's been heavy on me, I would say, these last couple of weeks, where I feel something is happening. It's just reaching a point where something needs to change and drastically now. And I have had dreams. The Lord has given me a couple of dreams where he made beautiful promises in terms of her and where the theme really is grace. And that in spite of all of that, he's just going to reach in and he's just going to do a miraculous work really quickly. I would just like for all of you, as you know, as I asked, if you feel led, if you can just pray for us, faith for me as well, faith for my mom, for Dirk, for us to carry her as well, you know. And there's no sign of repentance whatsoever. It's just really sad at this stage, but I do believe the Lord for a miracle.
Amen. We're going to pray and God's going to do something, but I don't want you to get discouraged or anything. All you need to do is keep your eyes on Jesus and the promises that he's made for you. Because when we pray, God's going to break this addiction off of her, but it's going to be up to you and Dirk and the rest of the family to believe God is doing something. And what's her name?
Gabrielle, but we call her Gabby.
Okay. Okay, we're going to pray. We're going to believe. Okay, we're going to believe with you. All of us, every one of us in here is going to believe with you. We have an open heaven right now. We have an open heaven. God's listening, and we're going to pray, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith to bring Gabrielle out of this mess. In the name of Jesus right now, I take authority over the spirit of addiction on Gabrielle. I break your power on her right now in the name of Jesus. I break the power of Satan off of her right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree that she's coming into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for granting repentance to her. And Lord, we just praise you and glorify you. We lay her on your altar, Lord, because we know that we can't help her. No man can help her. It has to be you, and we're trusting in you, Lord. From this point on, we're not going to be upset about what we see with our eyes or what we hear with our ear, because all that matters is what you're doing. We don't know what you're doing behind the scenes. We don't know what you're doing in the spiritual realm, but we do know that you're bringing Gabriel into the kingdom in a mighty way. And Father, we ask and we pray right now that you restore the relationship with her husband as well, Lord, and bring him into the kingdom as well in Jesus' mighty name. And I command these spirits of abuse off of her right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you up and command you to stop your attacks on her right now in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that Gabriel is coming into the kingdom in a mighty way. Matter of fact, she's already in. Well, I know you're on the job, Lord. And I trust you. We all trust you, and we thank you for what you're doing in Gabriel's life right now. Bring that sister of Paula's in, and they're going to have a relationship like they've never had before in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father, for what you're doing right now in Gabriel. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life right now, in Jesus' name. If anybody else wants to pray, go ahead.
Amen. Thank you.
Super pray.
I come
against
those evil spirits of rejection, self-rejection, fear. Any anxiety, I break the power of you, Satan, all you evil spirits that are trying to come against her. In the name of Jesus, I come against those blinding spirits, those lying, the deceiving spirits, those doctrines of demons. I command you to also to cease your activities over this child of God. She is a child of God. Devil, you have no part. You have no authority over her. We tell you to cease your activities, and we break your power over her, and we bind you up, and we pray, Father God, that you would open her eyes to see you, to see your truths, your life, see that you love her. Just break up the fallow ground of her heart. Just woo her and draw her by your spirit. Bring her in where she needs to be with you, Lord. Help her to see that she is of value to you. She is worthy of you, and that you want her to come to you in a strong and mighty way. And we thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Anybody else want to pray?
Yeah,
Pat.
Father, thank you for this time that you've given us, Lord, to come together and to pull down the strongholds in Gabriel. We thank you, Lord, you are doing so. And Lord, I ask that you would open up her eyes, that you would remove from her the comfort place that she finds in alcohol, that place that she hides away in her fear. Lord, I bind that place, but I ask you to open up her eyes and bring down the scales and allow her to see that place is not a safe place to hide, that she needs to seek another place. She needs to seek that place in Christ, in God, that only Father can provide that secret place for her. Lord, just open up her eyes. Open up her eyes and lead her through that place. I don't know if she's familiar with Christianity, if she knows, met the Lord, or we have no idea about that. But Lord, I just, you can draw any one of us, any of us. You've drawn us all out of the mud and brought us up into the light of your truth, your gospel, and placed within us a desire to know the true and living God. So I thank you, Father, I thank you for that. I thank you for the work that you're doing in Gabrielle, even right now, that she may not even be aware of it. We just come together and pull down these strongholds and expose them in her so that she can understand and see and put those things down herself. Lord, we thank you for the grace that you're pouring into her life right now, Lord. That ability to accomplish and to move beyond her circumstances and reach out and touch you. So we trust you for it, Lord. We thank you for your guidance in these prayers, and we thank you, and we just ask you to continue on in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Marilyn.
And Father, I know what you were putting on my heart really, really strong when Paula was speaking, and Michael, you confirmed this through Michael as he prayed. Except the Lord build the house, they that build it labor in vain. Father, this is the work that you're doing. This is a work that you are going to do. It's our job to bring our, with praise and thanksgiving, Father, to bring our prayers and our supplications before you. And that the peace of God that passes understanding will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we just cast this care upon you. You don't want Paula carrying this burden. She can't. And that's not your will, and that's not your desire. But Lord, she loves her sister very much, and we thank you for what you're doing in Gabrielle even right now. I bind up also a spirit of rebellion there, and also any spirits of bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness. And Lord, we just thank you for the mighty, mighty work that you're doing in Gabrielle. We just command her to come on into the kingdom and come on in quickly. And Father, you're so able to do exceeding and abundantly more than we can ask or think. Father, we just thank you for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon Gabrielle, that she's not going to have any rest until she comes on into the kingdom. Lord, that the Holy Spirit is even moving on her right now, drawing her to you, Father, through faith in Christ Jesus, that the Holy Spirit is really searching her heart and pouring out a spirit of repentance and grace and faith. Father, she's just not going to have any pleasure or success in unrighteousness, and you're very quickly, we command a severing of the soul ties with this guy that she's with right now. We command that in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus, and she's going to be out of that situation very, very quickly, and Lord, it's to your glory. We're thankful. We're praising you in advance for what you have already done for Gabrielle and for bringing her into the kingdom, and that she's a dear sister in Christ. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah, Will, go ahead, brother.
Evening, everybody. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Will.
You know, I took a lot quickly, and I threw it just to ask the Lord if I can say what I want to say now. And I got two heads for yes. You know, I must just calm myself. Sorry about that. You know, when I came on this evening, I saw Dirk and Paula was on. And when I was looking at them, I just felt like I just wanted to say, I just felt this need to come on and say, Paula and Dirk and I, we've got this common friend called Gabrielle. And I just want to praise the Lord that she's been healed, that he has healed her, that he has touched her. And, you know, I was just, it was starting to grow and grow. And then Paula started talking. Then I was like, yo, that's amazing. And when you prayed for her, you also prayed that her marriage be restored. I hear that her husband got remarried, but I guess the Lord can fix that. But you know what was funny? When she had that trouble years ago, my sister and I, we were praying for her marriage, and we got a word that they will get back together. She and her husband, they will get back together. And you know what? When you prayed that, I believe it now. And I praise the Lord that we've been standing in faith for her for a long time. And she's coming in, and we will see that. And we got a word the other day with another family member of Gabrielle that the Lord will restore what the locust and the canker worm or whatever has destroyed from her and her family. And yeah, so I just want to say thank you, Lord, for this moment. And thank you that you love Gabrielle so much. And that you love Paula and Dirk so much. And that you love each of us here that is suffering so very much. And we just want to thank you that you love us and that you're there for us. Amen.
Amen. I wasn't going to share this, but I'm going to share it since Will came on. While I was praying, Paula and Will, I saw her on her knees. I saw the tears streaming down her face, and she was crying out to God. She was repenting. So I know this is fixing to happen. It's going to happen. Praise God. It was a very vivid vision. Amen. I believe it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the victory. We praise you, Father, for Gabrielle coming in. Lord, we thank you for the time when she comes in the conference call and we can just love on her all night long in Jesus' Amen. Name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Lord, hallelujah.
Michael?
Yes.
I just looked up her name, and her name says God gives strength. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father, that you're giving her strength even now. Because you named her that to show her that you are her strength. The joy of you is her strength. So, Lord, help her to have that joy, recognizing Amen. That you are there for her and you've always been there for her.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Greg.
Just to add to all that and kind of apologize, Paula, but I'm not really. You use the words, I'm just going to cast those down, you know. That was the end of the relationship. And now I'm going to declare this while we're all before the throne. No, this is its finest hour.
Amen. Amen. I believe that. This is awesome. And I feel us. I don't know about y'all, but I got a room full of Holy Spirit here. Y'all want some of it? Oh, Lord of God, just raise your hands because it's there. Lord of God, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for bringing Gabrielle in. Thank you, Father, for filtering her heart out. Thank you, Lord, for putting your love in her heart, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you're going to do a quick work in Gabriel. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. You're an awesome God, Lord, for doing this for her and her family. In Jesus' name, we just praise you, Father, for that. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Ooh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Paula.
I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for all my brothers and sisters here. Thank you for the true love, and thank you for just using all of us, Lord, as vessels of honor and as your vessels through whom you can talk and pray and believe. And I just thank you for this. I thank you that the power of the enemy is broken. I thank you that this is in the light and that you're busy cleansing. And I thank you so much that very soon I'm going to be sitting here and like Michael said, my sister is going to be on here and giving her testimony and looking at her brothers and sisters who prayed her into the kingdom. I thank you for that, and I'm looking so forward to that day, Lord. And I just want to say thank you, and I want to bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters here. And just want to thank you. Just want to thank you for your goodness and your grace and your love, your healing. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Missy.
Something that just came to me, Paula, is you said that your dad said that he wanted to see, your sister. He is seeing it.
That went through my head, too. I said, he is watching this all take place right now.
Yep, he is. Amen. He's seeing it, and he's jumping up and down for joy.
He's praying too.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm glad you brought that up. It went through my head when she said that. I said, her daddy's up there watching around there. Thank you, Jesus. Whew! Lord of God, thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else got a prayer request or a testimony? I got one. I got a testimony right now. Gabrielle is in the kingdom, and she's getting back with her husband, and she's going to be on this conference call in the name of Jesus. Amen. I just believe it. Go ahead.
Anybody? You have a prayer request in the chat.
Okay. What is it? Tracy's shoulder. Okay. What's the matter with the shoulder?
Can you speak, Tracy, or do you want me to do it for you?
Is she working?
I'm not sure, but she may not be in position to speak. But no, I promised or threatened to bring it up in prayer here. I'm going to say this morning or this evening, as the case may be. The shoulder has... apparently, there's a report that it's inflamed, and she's currently enjoying a hiatus from her work.
Yeah,
over it. So anyway, I just thought we could beat the snot out of the darn thing.
Amen. Go ahead, and we'll be with you.
All right, Lord. Okay. The prayers that were said last night, I'm just going to echo now. Inflammation, get off her shoulder.
Yep.
Mobility, return completely to her shoulder. Everything and everything that's inhibiting her. Look, she has turned down the cortisone. And Lord, we with her, believe totally that by the stripes that Jesus took, she is made completely whole. So this just not applies to a shoulder, but everything else in a physiology. So yes, this thing has come up before and you've been beaten up. And as I said last night, it's going to get a flogging again. So, Lord, bring all the hosts of heaven against this sin. Father, all the angels necessary to smack this thing about, that the tendons or the sinews or whatever it is, all the heat go from it other than the warmth of the Holy Spirit. And Father, for whatever is attacking, whatever is doing this, make it pay. Reminded of the stripes. Reminded of the triumph from possession where it was humiliated. Because your word says, well, you gave us your word so that we could be healed of all our diseases and delivered. It also says where we are, you heal us of all our diseases. I'm talking about Psalm 103 and Psalm 107. And yes, Lord, the magnificent words in 1 Peter 2:24. So information, this is not your place. You shouldn't be there. You're a trespasser, an interloper. And yes, we cast you out under the banner of our Lord. Amen.
Amen. We put our faith together with Greg, and we thank you, Father, for your healing power going right now through her body to root out this spirit of infirmity off of her in the name of Jesus. We command every blood cell, every muscle, every organ in her body to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in her body right now in Jesus' name. We command that pain to go. We command any kind of discomfort to leave her body. And just like Greg says, we just thank you, Father, for what you've already done in her body in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that Tracy is healed by the stripes and blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Thank you, Father, that she is healed. And we thank you, Lord, that I break any curses that have been spoken against her, any kind of witchcraft spoken against her. I command those curses to go right back where they came from. In Jesus' name, and we praise you, Father, for doing that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Tracy right now. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe it. I believe it. We've had, and I'll say this, we've had a lot of witchcraft going on. So that's something that's necessary. Somebody raised their hand. Somebody did. I saw a hand fly up there. Oh, that was Julie. She was praising God. Yeah. Amen. Me too. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it. Tracy, you're healed, girl. Get up and go to work. Amen. We love you, Tracy. All right. Anybody else? Go, Judy.
Okay.
Sue has.
I'd like to pray for a lady I met yesterday. Her name is Lisa. She's a widow, and she looks like she has had arthritis. I did pray against that, but not with her. But she had just had hip surgery. And her back was bothering her, and I did pray for her sin. Where'd he go? So
I can hear you. I have headphones on. I can hear you.
Okay. When you left, I didn't know what happened. So yeah, I'd like to pray for her. She said she's a believer, but I don't think she knows very much of the word. So, Lord, I just pray that you would send laborers to cross her path, more laborers. Lord, you sent me, and I know you want her to be brought in, and you want to set her free. I just thank you, Father, that she was receptive to the scriptures that I gave her about fear. God didn't give her that spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And I pray that she continues to recognize that and see that in the word, that she would read the word. And I prayed also for her that she would not be anxious over anything, and gave her testimonies. But I pray, Father, that you would remind these things to her whenever the enemy tries to attack her, that she would recognize that she needs more of you She would recognize she needs more of your word in her. And I pray that you would touch her heart, touch her mind, help her to see the truth, that she be set free, grant her repentance. Pray that she would just have such a hunger and thirst for your righteousness, that you would be able to fill her up and that she would be able to be set free from the works of the enemy in her life. In Jesus' name. And Lord, if you want her to contact me, then just help her to be able to do that. I just pray, Father, that you would work on her in a mighty way. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
It's funny. When I met her, I was at the restaurant with the other believers. Oh, also, Lord, I pray that she would read the God's vaccine, that she would get some understanding from the God's vaccine, that you would be able to help her gain more understanding over your word, what your word says in there, in Jesus' name. Today, when I was working in the garden, the garden that, you know, Michael over at Jeff and Sandy's, you know, the garden there, the back part's not been plowed since last year. So things are growing up in there that that are very hard to get out. A lot of tomato plants out there. So I was working out there trying to get some plants out. And there was a lot of weeds around and stuff. And I found, by searching, I was looking for all the ones that are good and not the weeds. By searching, I found as a squash type plant, and it's got two squashes starting to form on there. It looks like a squash type. I don't know. It could be a watermelon, but it's a vine type. And across my mind was the scripture, if I can read it. It's Luke 14. And it's, let's see. And the master said to the slave, this is 23, go into the highways and along the hedges and compel them to come in so that my house may be filled. Okay, the one I wanted to read, the one before that, a couple before that. This is talking about the parable of the dinner or the supper. And the slave came back and reported this to his master. Then the head of the household became angry and reported that people didn't want to come, is what it was. Go out at once into the city and bring in here the poor and crippled and blind and lame. And when I thought of that today, because that plant made me think of that, and I thought about Lisa. Because she was lame. Her hip was messed up. She had to have surgery. Her hands were really bad. I don't know how she drives that way, but they were like really bad. And she was in pain and stuff. And it made me just today, just looking at this one plant and finding it, you know, going, just the thought of coming out, you know, going out in the highways and the byways. It's like we were in a different town when we went to this restaurant. And the Lord's really been impressing me to pray, and sometimes in the morning to pray that he would make a way, that he wants me to be able to witness to somebody, not just me, but all of us. He wants us to witness to someone out there, that he would give us, he would bring it to happen. He would bring it to pass. And he's been doing that. And it just makes me think of that scripture, you know, going out in the highways and byways. We don't even, you know, it was just kind of neat the way, to me, I felt really neat because of that scripture coming to me and relating to that plant, which was by itself, and all the weeds were around it, and it looked like it needed to get taken care of, you know. So, anyway, that's my testimony and stuff.
Okay, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for showing us all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Okay, Greg says, I've just had a message from Topeka that her mother is in ICU. I don't know much more than that. Topeka has been in here a few times. She is a nurse in the UK. Her mother is in India and was widowed late last year. Okay. Well, let's lift up Topeka's mother. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against this spirit of infirmity on Topeka's mother. We command it to go from her and all the symptoms to leave her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for putting faith in Topeka that it's already happened and that her mother's going to be fine if she'll just believe. And Father, we just praise you. I know sometimes, Lord, that we get a little bit anxious when it's our family members, but I'm asking you to place it in Topeka to trust you and to rely on her faith to bring this thing to pass. We thank you, Father, that Topeka's mama is healed, delivered, and set free. She's going to get up, walk out that hospital in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for her. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Missy.
I have a quick testimony. The other day, I needed Merle to go somewhere with me, and not long before we had to go, he all of a sudden started feeling really bad, just broke out in a sweat and everything, and just felt horrible, like in his upper stomach area or whatever, and he was feeling that bad that he said he didn't, you know. I told him, well, if you don't want to go in with me, that's all right, you know. Anyway, but I asked him, I said, do you want me to pray for you? Long story short, he said, yeah, of course I want you to pray for me. You don't have to ask me. So we prayed in agreement, and I commanded the pain to go and whatever was going on to go, and that was that, you know. Long story short, thank the Lord, you know. And shortly after that, he started feeling better, and you know, and it just pretty much quickly went away. So praise the Lord. I was like, you know, gosh, Lord, thank you, Lord, remind him of all these times. We rebuke that spirit of memory loss on him in the name of Jesus. We command you to go in Jesus' name. You will not cause problems and division by causing him to forget things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you are going to remind him of all the times where we've prayed for things and he's seen the results, Lord, that he's seen that prayer works. And remind him, Lord, that this assembly that he's with doesn't believe like that, Lord. Show him, Lord, that they don't have faith. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else?
Missy, who did you say that was?
Merle,
okay. We agree with you, Missy.
Amen, we do. Okay. Anybody else? This is a good night for praying in. Thank you, Lord.
I'll share another prayer request.
All right.
My brother-in-law's sister, he said, was put in the hospital with pneumonia. She was sick at home. She knew she had it, I guess, and was at home with it for a while, but she got so bad, she's put in ER and asked for prayer. And so I told him to pray. And he's a Christian, but his sister probably is not. So, Lord, we just lift up Barbara to you, Lord. Dennis's sister, Lord. And just pray, Lord, that you would bring healing to her, God. We just bind the infection and this infirmity of pneumonia in her lungs in the name of Jesus. And command it to clear up in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would save her, bring salvation to her, Father. I pray, God, that the word will come to her, Father, through somebody at the hospital, Lord. Amen. That this will be her time to receive something of from you, Lord, and your heart for her to be saved, God, and that she would receive it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you for answered prayer to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We hook our faith up with Debbie and Denny. We thank you, Lord, and it has happened. All right. Bring her in, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We break the power of Satan that has blinded her all these many years right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're opening her eyes and ears of understanding. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
I believe that.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, while we're open, we got one more. A friend of ours from back home that now lives in Ohio, he's been battling some bowel blockage. Him and his wife, and they're believers, but they just seem like they've run aground, like they're shipwrecked in their faith. You know, they're very much defeated. So we've been trying to minister to them and sharing the word with them, encourage their faith. So we pray for Bob right now, God. I pray you would strengthen in his faith, and Leona as well, her faith, Father, that they could turn to you and put you first, God, and put you make you first, God, and they're seeking for health and healing, Father, and quicken that healing to him, remove this blockage. We told him we'd be praying for him, God. We lift him up to just free him from this, deliver him from this bondage, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Quicken him. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that healing.
Amen. We command any kind of condemnation, yes, or fear off of them right now in the name of Jesus. They're, yes, stealing our faith. We thank you, Father, that faith is once more being built up in their spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that they are here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
We also bind the spirit of anxiety.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anyone else?
So he doesn't have any problem going.
Yeah, Judy.
I'd like to pray for my aunt that's 90, that's flying from Florida to Indianapolis on Saturday, that everything goes well on that flight. And the home that she's in, a retirement home, someone in that home had gotten, I think a worker had gotten the virus. So I want to pray that nobody else, Lord, we ask that nobody else gets that. And she's in a separate place. She's got her own home there, and that, so it doesn't affect her. It doesn't affect anybody else in that retirement center. And I thank you, Lord, for the safe trip for her, and that everything goes well, and that this nobody else gets the virus. And I thank you and give you the praise, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. That wasn't even COVID-19. It was just something else that they had. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. All right, Will, what you got, brother?
It was my dad's birthday today. Yesterday for us. I just want to pray for him. And if anyone else wants to pray for him, I actually want to share a birthday photo if I can, but I see you've disabled screen sharing.
No, I didn't. Let me look. Let me see what I got here. Wait a minute. I don't know how that happened. Okay, I got to put it on multiple participants. Go ahead. Well, you can do it now. You should be able to.
Okay. What else? He's sitting with my niece.
Who is that with him? Is that you?
All right. Did you guys get that?
Yeah, we're looking at it now. Who?
Yeah, it's my niece.
Okay. <Lynn. laughs> Amen. How old's your dad?
I don't guess we heard you.
Well, I took it off. Sorry. I thought it was enough.
How old's your dad?
Yeah, I just want to pray for him.
Okay.
Just get back to the... Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Okay, then I'm going to... I just want to... Lord, I lift up my dad to you, and that you'll just keep him so safe and so anointed during this.
What did it do? Take him out? Amen. Lord, we just thank you for giving Will's dad a great blessed day today. Lord, bless him with an anointing, a filling of your Holy Spirit. Father, we just praise you for that. Lord, we just thank you for Will's dad. There he is. Go ahead, Will.
Oh, no, thank you, Michael. I'll get it from the recording. I guess that's good enough. I just want to praise the Lord. I don't want to take up any more time. But, guys, if you've got time, just pray for my dad. I'll really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. What's his name, Will?
His first name is Rake, and his second name is Jacob.
Okay, I'm going to call him Jacob.
Okay. It's better, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, sorry, it's James. My mom corrected me. It's Rake James. But yeah, James is better.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Happy birthday, James. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Rebecca and Katie. Let
me unmute you. I have my best friend Dominic here, and he just returned back to the Lord after a long season of falling back. And I've been helping him and praying for him, and we've been worshiping together. And ever since he returned back to the Lord, I've been attacked pretty hard with like anxiety and just uncomfortable feelings. So if you guys could just pray for me.
Yeah, sure will. In the name of Jesus right now, we command anxiety to go. We command all kinds of discomfort to go from her right now in the name of Jesus. You don't have any right there. She's a child of God. And you don't have any right to, so you got to go right now in the name of Jesus. Any kind of discomfort, you leave her in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for this young man coming back into your fold, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for doing a great, mighty work and a deep work in him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just praise you that I believe that was Katie. Katie is healed by the stripes and blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, I believe it's so.
What was it name we're praying for?
Katie.
Oh, we're praying for Katie.
Yeah, we prayed for Katie and this young man also.
Yeah, I wondered what the young man was we were praying for.
My name's Dominic.
Hey, Dominic, how's it going, brother?
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
I'm going to reach over and hug your neck. Amen. Glory to God.
We'll also bind any spirits that might be hindering Dominic right now or anything that might have followed him. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yep. And don't allow you to hinder him or hinder anybody else while you guys are getting close to the Lord again. And you are bound, and you got to go in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. We break all generational curses off of him right now in the name of Jesus. Any kind of soul ties you got to go to right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that confusion's gone. And, Father, we just thank you that fear is gone. And we just pray, anger, you go in the name of Jesus. Bitterness, unforgiveness, go in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you that Dominic is free from all that bondage in Jesus' name. Doubt and unbelief, you go from him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for opening up his spiritual eyes to see everything that you've got for him, Lord. in the name of Jesus. And when he hears the truth, he'll know it for the truth, Lord, and he's going to capture it into his spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, we just praise you for the work, the mighty work, this quick work you're going to do in Dominic. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody said, amen. Thank you, Lord. We agree and we believe. In Jesus' amen. Name.
And if you all could also pray for a young man by the name of Rhett, we've been praying and believing for his salvation.
What's his name again?
Rhett.
It's Rhett.
Brett.
Oh, Brett?
Rhett. Brett. R-H-E-T-T.
R is in run.
Rhett?
Yes, Rhett.
Okay. Pray for his salvation, you say, Katie? Okay. Well, Father, we lift up Rhett to you. Lord, he's been running from you. And Lord, I know that he can't run from you. There ain't no way to run from you. You're everywhere. I bind up those spirits right now and break the power of Satan off of Rhett right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that's hindered him from coming to Jesus right now, I break your power off of him. Command you to leave him alone. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you're going to open up his eyes to see. And Lord, you're going to grant repentance to him to bring him into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Rip, you come on into the kingdom right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that your angels are out there right now working on his heart. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that the Lord of Harvest is sending somebody that he'll listen to bring him in, Lord, and we thank you for it, that he'll listen to and he'll receive the Holy Spirit, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I believe it. Y'all believe it?
That's amen. Good.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. It's going to happen. It's already happening. Believe it.
Amen.
Trust God. He's going to do it. Lord,
mind if I share my testimony real quick?
Absolutely. Go right ahead, Dominic.
Okay, so around this time last year, I was baptized in the water. I was actually baptized in the Holy Spirit first because I went up to my pastor and asked if he can help let me receive the Holy Spirit. And Jesus sent it down and gave it to me, and I was washed with the Holy Spirit.
It was beautiful.
It was a very powerful moment. I was given the gift of tongues at that exact time, and it was amazing. And then getting baptized in water was also a beautiful moment, too. But
I think we lost you.
Smoking and also psychedelics as well. Saying this so that if there's anybody out there that has family members who are also struggling with sin, that the Lord could still take it from them, even if it is willful sin. I know that that willful sin is a fearful expectation of judgment, but our God is also a God of mercy, and I know that he has given me mercy, and he has brought me back into our fold, and we are all together here in Christ. And I know that he who sanctifies is also the same as those who are sanctified. They are all one body, and I agree with that. I also was just going to see if you guys could pray for my family. I was given a vision from the Lord when we were listening to a song that filled me with the Holy Spirit, and it was me. I was hugging Jesus, and I saw two family members behind him who had passed away. And I saw Jesus point behind me, and I turned around, and all of my family was walking towards me. So I know that they will be saved, but they are they're very lost, and some of them think they know the Lord, but they have their own idea of who God is and what God allows. Like my mother and my sister both smoke marijuana, and they think that that God is okay with this, and that he created marijuana so that they can enjoy it. And I know that it is a lie from the devil. So I just wanted to ask that you guys just pray for them, and that, you know, that all unrighteousness, just show it to them. That is all. That's all I'm here to ask and share my testimony to.
Amen. Okay, well, we can do that. Lord, we lift up Dominic's mother and his sister and his family members that he saw coming in. Lord, we're going to pray that that vision comes true. We know it is. You gave it to him for a reason. We trust you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for household salvation. Dominic's been praying for them. They're coming in. They ain't no doubt in my mind. They're coming in. We break the power of this marijuana over both of them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask and I pray that at the point of the appointed time, that the next time they smoke a marijuana cigarette, it makes them sick as you know, just makes them sick, Lord. And I thank you for it. And that they're going to get off of that and they're going to get their eyes on you, Lord. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to do it. And we're not going to go by what our eyes see or what we hear. We're going to go by what we pray. And we've prayed them into the kingdom of God. And they're coming in. It may have to take them into a place, but that's okay, Lord. You do that for all of us. And we thank you for it, Father. They are coming in, all the members that he's been praying for, all his family members are coming in Jesus' name. Everybody believe that? Thank you, Lord. I believe it. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hey, coming in, Dominique. Believe it, brother. Well, thank you for that testimony.
No problem. Yeah. I'm glad to share it.
Amen, brother. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You read that Bible and do what the Bible says, not what some man tells you. Glory to God. Amen. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
Well, you know, Father's Day is on this weekend up here in Canada. I don't know what it's up there in America. So I'm going on another fishing trip.
So awesome.
But this time it's all the kids. If everything goes well, it's supposed to be finalized tomorrow night. I just pray that the Lord would use this in whatever way he wants to. In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit be evident with Andrew, that you lead him to say and to do the things that you'd have him to do, Lord. And we thank you he's going to be a light, and all these kids are going to see that light in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Leah.
Andrew, catch a lot of fish and come down for the pot blessing the next weekend and bring the fish, and we'll cook them up.
That's right.
I went fishing once with one guy, and he was catching all these little bluegill, crappie fish, you know.
Me too.
He said, "Do you ever taste that popcorn chicken from Kentucky, fried chicken?" And he said, "I'm going to make popcorn fish." And he said, there were scissors that he was cleaning all these fish with, and he was really fast at it. And that was years ago, and we had this big white 5-gallon bucket, and we were just popping them in there. Well, you'd have to get a fairly big one because the tiny ones hardly have anything on them. But they were so succulent little morsels of fish after you popcorn them.
Andrew? What? Andrew?
Wait.
Yeah?
I'd like to pray for you. Lord, I thank you, Father, for this fishing trip you're putting him on, that you have him at. And I thank you, Father, you're making him also to be fishers of men. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let me tell you how to cook those little fish, those little bluegills. The way you cook those little bluegills is you cook everything. You leave all the fins on them, and you gut them. You leave all the fins on them. You take the scales off of them, and you fry them up real crisp. They're real good that way. Just eat the whole thing. Yeah, it's good.
I just pray that he catches fish this time, Lord. Bless him with catching a lot of fish.
Amen.
You know, yeah. I pray, Lord, that it would be finalized, because they have to come back tomorrow in the evening and tell me what's going on. Because it might even be in a different province where I'm going fishing.
Amen.
Lord, let him catch a bunch of crappie. Boy, that'd be some good eating. Lord, God. Big old 5-pound crappies. Lord, God, man, that'd be so awesome. That's the best fish you can eat right there, crappie. They call them soccer down there in Louisiana. They don't never speak right down there. Go ahead, Dave.
I was just thinking about Dominic a little bit. We heard part of his testimony, but he said something about his mother smoking marijuana and stuff. And I think he said something about psychedelics too. Maybe he'd been with them on psychedelics. I'm kind of wondering if maybe, and then we got Katie there was talking about, and Rebecca was talking about they're having some, issues with demons or something coming on them, and maybe there's some witchcraft going on there. Mm-hmm. We got to pray against that.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
All right, Father, we cast down any kind of word curses or witchcraft going on right now against Rebecca, Katie, and Dominic. That might be happening inadvertently because of this. He's getting closer to the Lord, and now these demons are reacting against him that might be in his family members, and they're saying things they know probably should be saying, but they don't realize what they're doing. So we bind any word curses coming from them, and they go to the ground, and nothing can come and harm them in the name of Jesus Christ. But there's a hedge of protection around all of them. Send your angels now in the name of Jesus, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Yeah, Denny?
Yeah, we have, besides Debbie's sister and her husband coming down, they're coming down tomorrow. We'll stay for roughly a week, a little less than a week. But we have two daughters that are coming from Colorado. I don't want to say that word, California. Coming from Colorado, it's just going to, we're just anticipating the Lord's going to do a real good thing. They really need to be sanctified, and, they're just in that place of, it's got enough of the world hanging on to them. We kind of think they moved out to Colorado because they could get high out there, without legally, and that kind of stuff. They pretty much settled in there. And when we go out and visit, they're Christian. We do things and we go to church with them. But they'll go to church. But then after that, we don't know. So, but anyway, there's just really needs to be a touch of God's Spirit for both their lives, Beulah and Gloria. So we're trusting God to do a mighty work. So,
okay, they're gonna be there Sunday.
They will be. They're coming in Saturday night, 5:30 Saturday. So we'll be there. Yeah, Sunday going to Indian Boundary, and then for whoever wants to come, and then Monday night they'll probably be at the worship time. We'll see on the other nights. So,
amen.
But Father, we just pray for them, for Gloria and Beulah. Lord, I know that they're on your heart too, Father. And so we're just lifting them up to you, God, that you'll do a sanctifying work in them, Father. They will know the presence of your Spirit here, that they will get a revelation parted to them, and just as need for sanctification, need for the Holy Spirit in their life. Just commit them to you, Father, and we just thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Lord, we just ask and we pray that your spirit of repentance would be evident, would be strong when they come and visit. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to do a mighty work in them while they're here. We praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. That's when you go back to Colorado. Lord, that Colorado's not going to be a good place for them anymore. They're going to want to come to Tennessee. And we thank you for it, Father. Be close to mom and dad in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Is this Joy and her husband coming out?
They're coming out too.
Joy and Art. Arthur. Yeah, Art. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We didn't. Two days after we heard that Joy and Beulah told us they were coming, Joy texts and says, "Guess what? I'm coming. I can't go near you." Oh, no.
Well, praise God. Missy, get up off your head.
We pray for Art too, especially, Lord, that he would just He needs that, again, the touch of the Holy Spirit and to be sanctified, and let him not be afraid to come around or to shy away from gathering with the saints. We just put it in his heart to want to come. And just, we pray a blessing upon our. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to have a big time then, aren't we? Sunday. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Paula, go ahead.
Just on that note, on the whole Father's Day thing, I've not been looking forward to it. You know, it's now the first Father's Day, and my dad and I always made something of it. But I've been asking the Lord to just really meet me, you know, on Sunday and just be that dad. And just, I know he is, but that, yeah, I just want to feel a closeness to the Lord, you know, especially on that day. And just I'm asking him to just fill me up with him, and to, you know, any hurt or any, you know, that longing for my natural dad, just for something. I've asked Dirk as well that we just do something around who God is as a father, and that we just fellowship on Sunday. If you can just pray for us for that will be blessed, and that, yeah, I don't know, that the Lord be glorified and teach me something. And
okay. Well, Lord, we lift up Paula to you, and we ask, Lord, for your grace upon her. Lord, give her lots of grace. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that she'll honor her father in whatever way that you deem necessary for her to do it, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to work all of this out in a good way, and that it's going to be rewarding for her and the people around you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, I don't have any kids, so anybody that wants to adopt me as their father is welcome to. You can make me supper or take me out, or
yeah, you don't have to be my dad. Father time. Amen, Leon. We'll buy you a red uniform come Christmas time. All right, anybody else? Amen. Amen. All right, who else? Well, we got to open heaven tonight. Now, y'all better come on now. I want to pray. I want to pray for my grandson. I've already prayed for him. I just want to thank God for doing the work in him. Lord, I just lift up Chase to you. Lord, I've prayed a prayer of faith for him, and I thank you, Father, for bringing him closer to you. I had a good talk with him the other day, Lord, as you know, and I'd ask him if he'd repented and believed with Jesus. He said he had. He was getting right with you. And Lord, I ask that you do a quick work in him. I ask, Lord, that you do a refining work in him. He's had a hard life, Lord. And he's got a spirit of rejection, or had a spirit of rejection and fear and anger and bitterness. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you cleanse him of that. Give him eyes to see and ears to hear your word for what it says and not what some preacher tells him that's in an apostate religion. And Father, we just praise you for that. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to allow him to come out here with me. And I ask you to do that, Lord, to place it in Chase to want to come out here to his papa and help with the kingdom work out here, Lord. I ask that in the name of Jesus. He graduated from high school, Lord. Wasn't able to graduate like other classes have in the past. But he's okay with that, Lord. He's a smart kid. He's a good looking guy. He takes after his papa, and I thank you for doing that, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you will bring him out here in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Chase out here with his papa. Yes, Lord. He's a good guy. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Sue.
Is it okay if I share a song?
Sure.
You probably all know it. It's Be Glorified. It just come to me. And I just felt like, Lord, you want me to share it. So you can all sing. If we don't sing up, we don't hear each other, but that's okay. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified, be glorified, be glorified in the heavens, be glorified in the earth, be glorified in this temple, Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified, Jesus, Jesus. Be thou glorified. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord in the heaven. Worship the Lord in the earth. Worship the Lord in this temple. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified. Amen. Yes, Lord, we want to glorify you, because you are worthy of glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Good song. I like that song. That's a good one. Amen. All right, anybody else? You gonna sing a song, Pat? That was quick. All right. Don, you awake? Okay. All right, well, we got a few minutes left. I forgot what we was going to talk about. Go ahead, Leah.
Hey, Michael, could I do a little study?
Well, we was going to help Lana with that verse
That's fine.
Revelation 22.
That's fine.
Are we still going to have what? Yeah. Still time for Lana's question. What's the question again, Lana?
I was asking about verse 11. Sorry. Verse 11. I can't reiterate it right now because I don't have my Bible in front of me.
Okay, I remember.
It's the part about
Revelation 22 and Revelation 22, 11. 22 and 11. I'm going to read it out of the American English, New Testament. Who is unrighteous, let him be unrighteous still. And who is filthy, let him be made filthy still. And who is righteous, let him do righteousness still. And who is holy, let him be made holy still. And I believe her question was, what was it, Lana?
That's something to do with perfection, I think.
Something to do with holy, I think.
So when I was talking to my mom, she used this verse in support of how we cannot be made perfect because we need to be continuously made holy. And she used this specific passage to back herself up. And so I was wondering, I mean, as you read it, it seemed to make more and more sense to me why it doesn't support it, but I wanted clarification.
Okay. All right, anybody want to dive into that one? Go ahead, Missy. You going to teach?
Absolutely not.
I'm just kidding you, girl. Go ahead.
I looked in a note here that has a note there, let him be made holy still. There's a note there. It says, yet more.
Okay, that's good. Think about what that means.
Yet more. What's coming to me, too, is in Ezekiel, in I think it's chapter 18 and in chapter 33, it talks about someone that turns from the, you know, if an unrighteous person turns from his unrighteousness, he will save his soul or something like that. That's what makes me think of this and I have to go look and find that, but that's what came to my mind were these verses in Revelation. I don't have my Bible. I also have my phone right now. Sometimes it's easier for me to find something with my Bible.
You come to a Bible study without your Bible?
Well, I kind of
no.
Quickly and I didn't grab my Bible. But anyway, but I think basically what it's just saying is, and he that is holy, let him be made holy still. In other words, don't turn from your righteousness. You know, I heard one time saw a definition of what the difference between righteous and holy is. And righteous, you're righteous by faith, and holy is the manifestation of that righteousness. I don't know if that makes sense to me.
You're on the right track.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, it's, you know, from glory to glory, we behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord transformed into the same image from glory to glory. You're continuing on. You're not going backwards, you know. Yeah. And as far as the unrighteousness, he that is unrighteous, let him do unrighteousness still, and he that is filthy. In other words, what kind of comes to me is there's vessels of honor and there's vessels of dishonor. I don't know if that really applies to this, but that's just what came to my mind. But anyway, I'll shut up and let somebody else say something now.
Okay. Go ahead, Julie. Oops, let me get Rebecca after you. You go ahead, Julie.
Are you sure? Rebecca can go first. That's fine.
Go ahead, Rebecca, Katie, or Dominic.
It's Dominic, yeah.
It was me speaking. I just read a verse today, actually. I can't seem to find the translation that I read it in, but it has to do with being perfect. But I'll read, it's Ephesians 4:13. It says, till we all attain unto the unity of faith, of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a full grown man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I remember reading one of the, that was American Standard Version, but one of the versions I read, it might have been New King James, I'm not sure, but it said it said to be made perfect. So there is a way to become perfect in Christ, and also if Christ is perfect, and we are to be the stature of the fullness of Christ, then that is true. I do believe in Revelations they were speaking to when he closes the book for the Gentiles and goes back to the Jews, maybe. I'm not too sure. I haven't read all of Revelations yet, but when I was reading it, that's kind of what it seemed like to me, but I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. All right, Julie.
That was good, Dominic. Thank you. That's kind of what I was thinking too, is just the perfection thing is, you know, God's perfecting us in Hebrews, is it Hebrews? Where it says, he has perfected them forever, them that are being sanctified. And sanctification, I believe, is the same thing as holiness and righteousness. And we're to continue to grow up in Christ as we gain more knowledge of him. And we, you know, we keep going forward in our walk and forward in our faith. And as long as we're walking in all the, we're doing everything we know we're supposed to be doing, God sees us as perfect because of the blood of Jesus. And he's covered us in that. And so he sees us as being perfect already. He sees the end in view of our perfection. And I think that verse in Revelations where it talks about unrighteousness and righteousness, and you know, it's like, because there's going to be even a greater distinction between unrighteousness and holiness. That you're, I mean, people are who have rejected Christ, they're going to become even more filthy, more unrighteous, more, you know, it's going to be a very distinct division between what is clean and what is not clean, and what is, who are God's children and who are not. So it's like, it's not up to us to be perfected, is faith in Christ to perfect us. That's what he wants to do. So we can't be perfect of ourselves, but it does say in, I think it's Romans, where it says, Romans or one of Paul's writings, where it says, be you holy, for I am holy. I can't remember where that is, but he's telling us, God's telling us, he's written it right there for us to be holy. But how can we do that except faith in what the sacrifice of Christ is for us, to make us holy and to bring us into his image, which is holy. That's my thoughts.
Okay. It's all by faith, isn't it? We see that, like you said, you see the end from the beginning. As it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, we look in the mirror. What will we see? We see Jesus. We might not be able to see it in the natural, but we believe that God's working in us. That's sanctification by faith. Missy, you had your hand up. I just want to mention that. I want to agree with you.
Well, I found what I was thinking about in Ezekiel 18, verse 24. It says, But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? None of his righteous deeds that he hath done shall be remembered. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When the righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth therein, his iniquity he hath done shall he die. Again, when the wicked man turn away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive, because he is considered and turned away from all his transgressions that he hath committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. That's just what kind of came to me about doing righteousness still, you know. Anyway.
Amen. Go ahead, Rebecca, Katie, or Dominique.
Yep. I just also remembered when she said sanctified, I also remembered the verse in Hebrews 2:11, which also talks about how we are to be like Christ. And if Christ is perfect, then we are also to be perfect at some point. It says, for both he that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. So what I get out of that is he's saying that we are all of one accord, and if we are to be like Christ, then we also have to be made perfect like Christ at some point.
That's exactly right. We do it all by faith. Go ahead, David.
Building off also what Julie said, because I thought that same passage, it's Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering he perfected them forever that are sanctified. If we go with that, and we can go back in the Old Testament and we can see a couple incidences how this sanctification process worked instantaneously. So it's not something you work for, it's something you've been given. That's the first thing you have to realize. You do not get this perfection by something you're going to do. It's something that's been given you, and you receive it. That's what people have to understand about perfection. It's something you receive by faith, which we're talking about. So somebody that thinks they're not seeing it in their life is because they haven't received it by faith yet. They're going to receive it by faith. But we see here in Isaiah 6:1, and it says, and this is Isaiah's vision of the Lord. In the year of King Uzziah, I died, and I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings, and we'll go over. And then 6:3 it says, and one called to another says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundation of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And here Isaiah says, and I said, woe to me, I am lost, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, your sin is atoned for. Instantaneously. That's how hard it was. It was atoned for right then on the spot. His lips were cleaned by this, you know, by that fire. Then if we go to Zechariah 3:1, we have another sight of this great anointing and holiness and perfection were given. And it says in Zechariah 3:1, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, O Satan, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to them who were standing for him, remove those filthy garments from him. And to him he said, behold, I have taken away your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments. Or that's his righteousness now. He's clothed him in righteousness. And he said, let him put a clean turban on his head. Now he's going to clean up his mind, and he's going to give him a pure mind, a pure head of righteousness in his mind also. He cleaned up his mind. That's what the turban represents. So he put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of his Lord was standing by. Now, this is what the Lord's doing. This is what he's done. This is what our promises are. All right? That's the visualization we've got through the holiness of God. That's what we receive. Just wanted to bring those things out.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. Go ahead, Denny.
Okay. Well, I have always wondered what that verse meant too, that let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy, let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy. So a few days ago I was reading, I can't find where it was. It was either in predestined, what is that one called again? Predestined, called, and elect, or somewhere in Sovereign God. But David was explaining this. So it says in 10, and he said to me, "You're not. This is a final judgment message for the judgment." He said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. That the one who does wrong, all that I just read already. After that, it says, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done." And he was saying that there's going to be there's a time coming, just at the judgment, just before it, that there's going to be, where you're at is where you're at.
you won't go backwards. You're not going to go forward. If you're filthy, you're going to be filthy. There's no time. You cannot change. You cannot repent. If you're, you know, doing wrong, you're going to do wrong. If you're practicing righteousness, you'll be practicing in righteousness. But if you're holy, you will be holy, and that's what you will be. And that it was just such a simple explanation, just what this says. And I thought, because there's a timing of judgment there, and at that time, that appointed time is what you can't change it. You can't change it. Whatever you are is what you will be. So that's what I read. If I'm explaining it right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry. The scripture that crossed my mind with all this is 2 Corinthians 3:18, where it says that that we turn our hearts to Him and the veils be taken away, that we would be transformed from glory to glory, even as through His Spirit, the Lord His Spirit. It's like wherever we are, you know, the Lord, as long as we keep following Him, wherever we are glorious in what we know. We can continue to go on to going from glory to glory, like this says, from going from glory to glory, even as through your Spirit. Where that's going to be, it's like, to me, it's like, well, that, okay, like Debbie was saying, wherever you are, that's it. When the Lord comes back, that's it. When the time is done, that's, you'll still be holy, but just only to that degree where you stopped, where his completion is done. It's like progressive, you know, it's just like progressive salvation comes to my mind too. Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right, George, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, reminds me of Ecclesiastes 11:3 says also that whether a tree falls towards the south or toward the north, wherever the tree falls, there it lies. And I've always taken that to mean the same thing, that wherever we are, when time ceases being, that's the state that we enter into, you know, heaven or judgment or whatever you want to call it.
Amen. When the tree is failed, it's failed. That's it. Ain't no move. All right. Well, we're kind of out of time now. Go ahead, Paul. I'll give you a little minute here. You got 2 seconds. No, I'm just kidding. You go. No,
it is quick. It's in Matthew 5, and it's so powerful. It's at the end of the Beatitudes. And Jesus then says, "Ye therefore shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." I mean, that's really powerful, you know, when we do that. So there's that component of perfection as well, as the laying down of your old life. And while doing that, you are being perfected.
Amen.
So, yes, just wanted to say that.
Amen. That verse that Sue read, or tried to read, which is good. She had most of it there. 2 Corinthians 3:18. David calls that the gospel. That's the gospel in one verse. And it says, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image of what? Jesus, from glory to glory." You go from glory to glory to glory. "Even as from the Lord the Spirit." The Holy Spirit brings us into all of that. Praise God forevermore. We'll just leave it right there at that. I hope you got what you needed, Lana, and everybody. Let's see what Pat put up here. Hebrews 8:28, "So Christ also, having been once offered to bear the sins of many, shall appear a second time, apart from sin, to them that wait for him unto salvation." Okay. That's another Well, Lord, we thank you for an open heaven tonight. We thank you, Father, that every prayer spoken today, tonight, you've given us the faith to believe that they're all answered. And I thank you for it, Father. I praise you, Father, that everyone that said a prayer was answered. And I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord, that everybody here is going to get a good night's sleep tonight. They're going to wake up supernaturally supercharged in the morning. They're going to be ready to go for Jesus. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, that they, when they do get up, that they think about you right off the get-go, and that they ask you to fill them up, to be led by your spirit the rest of the day. And I thank you, Lord, that you are taking us all from glory to glory to glory. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for what you're going to do with us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, all right, y'all.